knew he couldn't make it. Darkness had set in. The horse was nearly exhausted, and Fremont was still at least 5 miles distant. As the storm spilled its fury upon the earth, Jake the Meyer hunched low in the saddle, knees pressed against the steaming flanks of his mount. He winced as the rain lashed back. The prairie had become an inland lake into which the horse had already stumbled once, but regained its footing. In the next flash of lightning, Meyer caught a glimpse of an old abandoned shack. He recalled having seen it before. It had stood for years, wind and rain nibbling away at its foundations until the rickety walls leaned at a crazy angle. The chimney had been toppled by the storm, and the windows shot out by thieves. But on this May night, 1877, the dilapidated structure was the refuge of Meyer saw. He'd tie up for a while and swing on into town. His wife wouldn't worry, she'd know he'd take the shelter. Meyer tethered the horse to a nearby cottonwood tree that was locked in the cavern's door. It sagged and he had to lift it from the bottom to open it. Once inside, he shivered. Wet clothes pieced into his body, water running into pools at his feet. He sat on the floor and squeezed shut his eyes for a few moments of rest. His back and shoulders ached. As a young man with a fast, sure-footed pony, he could have made it home to Fremont. But Meyer and his horse were no longer young, and he was wise enough to honor his own and his mount's limitations. When Meyer opened his tired eyes, he sensed presences around him, just as he always sensed the presence of his wife, when she approached silently and stood behind his chair while he was reading. Meyer squinted into the darkness. He couldn't see anything, but a rattling sound assaulted his ears. Was someone sleeping in the corner of the room? He had met no one on the prairie and hadn't noticed a horse tied up outside. And then a flash of lightning illuminated the cabin's single room. Meyer saw the occupants clearly. Three hideous skeletons stood in a row in front of the fireplace facing him. The two taller skeletons stood facing him. The shorter one between them. Meyer felt droplets running down his cheeks and knew it was raining. He pulled his cap low over his eyes to shut out the gruesome light. But as if to command his attention, the skeletons rattled louder. When Meyer looked again, the bony fingers shimmered and glowed in a pale blue light. Their jaws twisted into sickly grins. They jerked like puppets on a string, the bones of their feet dangling several inches above the floor. Meyer thought he still saw ribbons of flesh clinging beneath the empty eye sockets of the child. His stomach churned. A lightness came over him, and he passed out. He never remembered staggering from the cabin. When he regained consciousness, he was lying in the sodden grass halfway between the door of the shack and the tree where he had tied the horse. The moon had risen, and stars sprinkled the sky. When Meyer related the experience the next day, the villagers were horrified. For weeks afterward, they talked of